Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you, and our regular co-hosts, the money healer, Stephanie J. Alvarez, and Dr. Nicole Kane. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Vibrant living is the thing I've been exploring and wondering about ever since I was a kid. I never saw my grandmother stand up. She was just laying down in the bed. She'd been diagnosed very early in my life. So I kind of on some level wondered if we're chained, are we chained to a diagnosis? Do we have to live out things that seem, you know, restricted, held back? So what I want to say to you, that if you're listening to the Vibrant Living Network, we're going to give you resources. We're going to explore things in a different way. We're going to stretch your minds, your body. I want to welcome you to my Vibrant Living team, the people I've questioned, had conversations with around the world. And I welcome you to join us. Because Vibrant Living is a way of life. Welcome. I want you to lead with a story today. I've always been curious what alters people, what totally allows them to live differently. One of the people I met was a cardiologist. And he told me he would take his people out bird watching. And I said, what happens? And he says, well, when they bird watch, they actually learn how to respirate differently. And that so many people's problems exist in their breath and in their gripping. So he told me that bird watching and having people open their focus, right? Like right now, whatever you're doing, be aware you could open your focus. You could see beyond the gripping, right? If you're holding the steering wheel tight, be aware. So awareness is the beginning of a vibrant life. Each awareness we have. Dr. Ellen Langer wrote a book called Mindfulness. And she talked about two groups of people. They were about 75 years old chronologically. And they were going to go to a monastery for 10 days. She had 30 people, I think, in each group. So one group, she says, I want you to really just enjoy this vacation. Make it an ultimate vacation. We'll supply great gourmet food. We'll supply you with recreational things, music you like. The other group, she says, I want you to speak as if it's 1954. You're in the peak of your life. You're doing what you want. You could do anything you want with your body. And we're going to play music from 1954. We're going to serve food that way. Everything about the place is going to be like 1954. And then she developed physiological and biological markers. And sure enough, the people that focused on 1954 became significantly younger biologically. So she's questioning the book that, is aging a function of time, or is it a function of kind of our mind awareness? Or as Deepak Chopra would say to me, we grow old and die because we see other people grow old and die. The latter is true, that we can grow young and aware and connected. Joel Harper's with us today. He's a Vibrant Mastery Challenge member. Mind your body. Become aware of your body. Joel's wonderful message is really about going beyond just existing and forcing yourself to do workouts. It's really about becoming aware of not just your body, but the areas of your life that could use nurturing, feedback, strengthening, awareness. Ariel Baradatis with us today, and homeopath, producer in New York City. Welcome, Ariel. And we got Kimchi with us yet, Chris, or no? Any Kimchi? Kimchi Moyer, author. Okay, she's coming. She's upcoming. Thanks, Chris. So first of all, Joe, I want to welcome you again to Vibrant Living. And how did you start this journey? Because it seems to me what's happened is you've really pioneered something and opened up another way of looking at fitness in the body. I did a media series 15 years ago. I said, is your personal trainer killing you? Because I feel so many people, they put force on a strained body, and that's not your approach at all.
Not at all. I'm the exact opposite. Working out, you know, you should feel good. When you leave a good workout, you should feel more energy, and you should feel tension-free. So that's, you know, how I get people, you know, that I encounter to approach fitness, is they want to feel better, they want to actually look better, and they want that energy. They don't want to leave it feeling, God, something feels kind of funky in my shoulder or in my knee or in my back. That's not good at all. I want to get rid of all that tension and all those imbalances that people have.
So as people are listening, we're getting close to spring, and I'm getting ready to work with you closer because I'm going to be playing this exhibition tennis match. And one of the things that I noticed going to the tennis court show in Ariel is that what people tend to do is the less their awareness is, the more they strain or they force. And you see it in their bodies. So when you go to tennis courts, a lot of people, I want to say that they're addicted to anti-inflammatories and also these different contraptions, you know, the braces, the wraps. But a lot of them don't bring fitness and awareness to the movement. It's kind of like they compensate. So, you know, you see it in their posture. So for people listening and they're embarking on a new journey and they, you know, they've given up, what would your message be about beginning a new relationship with movement and fitness in your body?
First of all, being very mindful of what's going on with your specific body, and nobody else can tell you what it is going on with you. Only yourself can. And so that's why I get people to, first off, be very mindful and listen to what's going on, because it's different every single day and every single hour. Some days, if I slept on one side of my body, my right shoulder is going to be a little bit tighter. So when I woke up, you know, mm-hmm. I would just do a couple of stretches and exercise and get rid of it immediately. If I got up and I went through my day with that tension in my shoulder, I could do something that could damage my muscles around that area. If I went to throw a football and when getting it warmed up, it would pull on my chest muscle and could, you know, rip something. But me, you know, in this business has really encountered what works and what doesn't work with people. And the first off is I would get everybody to be very mindful of what's going on. Your body speaks to you all the time. You just have to listen to it. If something doesn't feel right, it's not right, and you need to fix it. And that's why I show all my clients how to do simple stretches, massage techniques with your other hand or with your elbow, you know, stretching. It fixes these things immediately because we all have a muscle imbalance. Every single person I know has muscle imbalance. And once you get in touch with that, it's amazing how you can fix things very easily, and it's all preventative. So when you go do something, you feel great and nothing, you know, is irritating you afterwards. Nothing, you don't need that, you know, anti-inflammatory. You don't need anything else except to, you know, think about what can I do next? What else is out there for me to do? It brings joy into your workouts and into exercise and, you know, whatever sort of activities you decide to do.
It's interesting you mentioned joy. A lot of times I'd be seeing people running or doing physical things, and they, you know, it didn't seem like joy. It seemed like it was strainful or they had a hard time, or working out meant demanding more of yourself than you could deliver. What's your philosophy that you want people to attitudinally and awareness-wise, what's the philosophical and awareness base you want people to bring to the movement and fitness?
Well, I just get them to take a step back and really question what their goals are with themselves and what do they want to achieve. Do they want to get better at something? Do they want to get better at golf? Do they want to get better at tennis? Do they want to learn something like how to dance, how to, you know, do karate? So really what it is, because then that brings joy into it, and you want to enjoy it. If you don't enjoy working out, if you don't enjoy this stuff, it's time-consuming, and you don't want to turn something into a project. And that's what I find people, you know, who, you know, don't really get results, is it's a project for them. And everybody I know has projects already. You know, we have projects with our house, with our car, with our work. You don't need another project when it comes to your body. You want to enjoy it, and you want to do something that's fun. So I get them to come back to that sense of joy in learning, where they're learning something new. And that really changes their shift and their, you know, their awareness into something, and it's taking them and bringing them from another space in their body and in their mind. So when they approach it that way, then they start to, you know, really desire to do it, and they want to do it more, and they want to feel better, and then they get better at stuff. Because if they're not doing it, if they're just doing it because they want to lose weight or, you know, they want to get muscle mass or whatever it is, they usually end up failing and not enjoying it and not enjoying their successes.
What's been the most dramatic story recently where someone's come to you? Because one of the things I'm always curious about, what is it that really facilitates transformation and opening and a new beginning? Is there someone's come to you recently and they've kind of like had given up a lot of routines, as many, many people do? So has someone come to you recently where they...
It was a spouse. It was this girl I trained. She was like, I wish you could get my husband into working out. You know, this bothers him, this bothers him, and this bothers him. You know, and he's gone to all these trainers, and they've hurt him, and, you know, his back bothers him. He has a knee issue. You know, he gets bad headaches, blah, blah, blah. Can you please, you know, give him a couple sessions? And, you know, and he was very hesitant about doing it. So he came here, and in the first session, it was amazing to see him shift and get in touch with his body and for it to feel better. His knee tension... It's amazing how quickly we could evaporate that by showing him correct stretches, things that he could do, massage techniques with his hands, and things he could do with a foam roller to get rid of it and to strengthen the areas that were strength and open up the muscles that were too tight that were pulling on his knee. It was basically he was walking around the place with a bunch of bungee cords, his muscles pulling in different directions, which they shouldn't have been doing. So once I got him aware of that and how to fix them, it was amazing to see how he kind of freed up. You saw the joy in his eyes. He kind of felt like he could stand up straighter. And that, to me, is really, really rewarding, to see people feel better about themselves in the body that they're carrying around, you know, every single day, and to learn stuff about their body because they've been doing things wrong or they just didn't know better for all these years. It's such a joy to see somebody get rid of that and feel better, you know. I mean, we can go buy expensive cars, we can buy amazing clothes, we can do all this stuff, but if you don't really feel good in the body that you have, you know, what's the point?
What is the point? I used to wonder that when I went to gym class. It was such an unpleasant experience. You know, was forced to do certain things to show our jock strap. We had a jock strap on, but other than that, it was very unpleasant. I realized that I was going to ask you, what was your experience earlier in your life that you really enjoyed movement and exercise? Or what was your experience that kind of led you to stretch beyond the envelope and really see something different? Was it your own challenge? Was it something, an injury? Like, what moved you to move to a different beat yourself?
Well, I got, at a young age, my parents got me involved in modeling. So that kind of got me into looking. You wanted to look your best, obviously, because you have to take your shirt off. Right. You have to do swimsuits. You always wanted to look good. So I was coming from that place. But I had to learn that, you know, always looking for something that looks good from the outside in is going to be the surest way to not enjoy your life. Because if you don't feel good on the inside out, it's not going to make any difference, because there's always going to be somebody who's better looking than you. There's always somebody in better shape, you know. So it really, you know, can trick your mind because you're doing something good by working out and exercising. But if you don't enjoy it, then it defeats the whole purpose. But also at the same time, at a young age, my parents got me to take tennis lessons and all these, you know, piano lessons, all these lessons. And then I saw the price of them, and I was like, wow, those are expensive. I have to cut 4 yards for that tennis lesson. And I was like, wow, I don't want to do that anymore. So I put all that stuff on the back burner. So I kind of had to learn how to enjoy doing something that you had to, you know, hire a trainer or hire a tennis coach who, you know, could really help you with that. So I had to come at it from a little bit different of an angle to be like, you know what, that's a good, you know, that's what money well spent, as opposed to like, oh, I got to cut 4 yards to be able to pay for that tennis lesson to get better at it. So it was, you know, I came, you know, from it from that angle, which made me really learn the right thing of doing in the correct way and for it to feel good. And a lot of people just don't take the time to do that. And I really wish they would, because then you'd feel better and then you could do more and you could get in better shape all at the same time. You know, just, you know, mentioned before with breathing, which breathing is so important in our daily lives. And a lot of people hold their breath a lot and they just don't really realize it. When you do that, your forehead tightens up, your shoulders tighten up, and I just get people to just completely relax. So when I get them to work out, you know, with their breathing and with their movement, it shifts your energy. It takes it, you know, down a grade, but at the same time, you have more energy because you're getting that oxygen into the area that needs to go.
Listen to the Vibrant Living Network, Joe Harper. Mind your body. Become aware of your body. You know, I in the beginning of the show, I talked about mindfulness book by Ellen Langer. The people who, one group focused, you know, they were going on vacation. The other group, they were in their 70s. Another group focused that they were living as if it was 1954, and all their markets changed. They became younger. The Vibrant Mastery Challenge is really about having a group focus and a group vision and beginning to move differently, breathe differently, vision differently, And also it's the power of being other people who cover your back and really hold a group vision. And it's something that I guess you could say I've been in love with, in a deep appreciation of what happens when we hold each other and see each other differently. I give away a vacation every 3 months to the exemplifiers, the people that live differently and model that for others. If you're interested, you could be in touch with us about the next Vibrant Mastery Challenge. Joel's a part of it. I got some other wonderful folks. And, you know, there's nothing like momentum. Joel said last time he was on the show, he talked about what happens for a lot of people is they lose momentum or vision, and it reflects in their bodies. And they feel like they don't have a body anymore, and they blame it on age, which is a thought virus, by the way. A thought virus is you grow old and you are old, rather than really you could grow young. Ashley Montague from Princeton wrote a book on growing younger when he was in his 80s. He talked about this idea of this something that you can implement. Gary Harper from Harvard, my good friend. I gave him your last name. Sorry about that. Gary Epler. I gave him your last name. That was a credit to you. Gary Epler said to me that, they still don't have it right. They still think that aging, they put on the pedestal aging rather than biological youthing. That youthing. What's your experience? We're going to go to a break in a moment. Let me thank and acknowledge, you come back, we'll mention Regulat. Regulat is beyond just a probiotic. It's enzymes. It meets your biological terrain, the stuff that makes you more alive. They're underwriter. We'll mention them. We'll educate a little about them because they're an amazing product. They won the Integrity and Real Food Supplement Award. I gave it to them because I felt they really were at the highest level of something that was absorbable and food-based. They'll use it. We'll continue. And if you're interested in the Vibrant Mastery Challenge, and also I want to thank Kai Cole, who's with us starting next week, is my international executive producer, co-host, just an amazing wonder. There's something powerful that happens in our lives when you meet someone you felt you were supposed to meet, and you could take this to another level. So I want to acknowledge Kai Cole as our international producer and coordinator for Vibrant Living Speaker Summit, Ariel Bagadatis. Well, I'm still learning how to say that name. It's amazing. Ariel's just wonderful being in New York producing, and his contribution is immense, along with Miranda Green and, of course, the people at Home Times Radio. You know, let me ask you a question. I mean, we have 30 seconds, Chris. How long until we have to the break a little bit here? What's your experience, Joel? Thank you. I was using my intuition. Thank you, Chris. Actually, I think when we come back, I want to ask you about spouses and family members and fathers and daughters. I'm really curious about the family effect, the team effect, and what you've experienced when someone brings someone else in and they learn to move and breathe in a different way. Reminds me of a very famous book. I thought it was a great book. It was called Fitness Without Exercise, which talks about people who just did things like gardening and how that impacted their lives. You're listening to Vibrant Living Network, and I appreciate you guys to email me or to be in touch, 413-345-3747. I appreciate all your emails and your correspondence, by the way. It touches my heart, every letter, every email that I read, every time you call, 413-345-3747. Stay with us. Your life is precious. Enjoy it. We'll continue in a moment.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yes, Glenn was saying earlier about Regulot. I just can't say enough good things about it. It's amazing because it's in a liquid form and it's easily absorbed. And a lot of people, you know, let's say you're going to a library. There's three people going to a library and they all want to check out different books. They're going to have different interests, whether it be science fiction, you know, mystery books, whatever it is. They're going to go there and they're going to find those different books. Regulot, you know, goes in your body, just like these different books, and it adapts to whatever person it is that, you know, drank it. So it's going to really, really absorb into the body differently, and it's going to give you what you need. Because a lot of people really don't know what they need. You know, if you, you know, don't need a lot of vegetables, if you don't have a lot of meats, whatever it is, it's going to absorb into your body differently. It's amazing what it has in it. It has, you know, figs and lemons and dates and walnuts and soybeans and coconuts and onions and celery. I just can't say enough about it. And I get all my clients to take it because it's in liquid form, and you just pop it in the morning, and it's very easy, and it tastes great. So I can't say enough of what Glenn was saying earlier about it. It's excellent for your immune system. But back to what I was saying, you know, about breathing. Breathing is very, very important, especially when you're working out. And I go to the gym, and when I'm training people, I kind of notice what other people are doing around me, and it makes a big difference that people are breathing properly. And you can tell right away when somebody tightens their face up and they hold their breath and they're straining their muscles. And I get people to breathe, inhale and exhale. And a lot of, you know, really quick, you know, easy way to learn how to do that is just to count out loud. Because when you're counting out loud, let's say you're going to do 15 reps of a chest exercise, I get my clients to count out loud, you know, down from 15, 14, 13, 12, and breathe. Because when you're counting out loud, it immediately makes you breathe properly. Glenn, you back? Anybody
Thank
there?
You. Yes, I'm here. I'm here. I'm very here.
Okay,
sometimes when I would goof off and read other books, I'd bring my own books to school, Joel and Ariel, and the teacher would say, you're here, and I'd be yes, but I'm not really paying attention to what you're saying. I actually hit the wrong button and popped off the air, Joel.
Oh, no worries. I talked a little bit about Regulot while you weren't here, and then I was talking about, you know, mentioned back on breathing, how breathing is so important, especially with exercising. So with all my clients, you know, if they have a breathing issue where they're holding their breath when they're working out, which is not good at all, because it moves tension into your body, and it makes you tighten your shoulders, your forehead, your back. And, you know, when you work out, you do not want that tension in your body at all. So breathing is extremely important.
I had the honor of spending some time with John Diard out in Colorado. He came here. We had a meeting. And one of the things he was focusing on, I was curious about your experience, was educating people to breathe through their nose exclusively. And he talked about in the old days, boxers as an example would tape their mouth shut, and that breathing through your nose would awaken the diaphragm. I think most people don't realize they have a diaphragm that's all through their back, their chest. It's this amazing thing that we have full access to. It allows us more energy. Actually, you work with firemen too on this idea of nose breathing. Any, you know, suggestions about, you mentioned the breath holders, yes. People hold their breath, holds their blood pressure, holds tension. Do you have an approach to breathing that you found in your experience to be very profound and strong for people and applicable in different situations?
I just get people to count out loud. The breathing in the nose, for some people, it doesn't work so well. It feels very awkward for them. Some people it works great for them, but others doesn't. I just get them to breathe, you know, to really relax their face, to relax their forehead and relax their shoulders, and then inhale and exhale. It depends on the exercise they're doing, but I get them to really focus on that, taking full, deep breaths and exhaling. And then I get people, every one of them, to hold their breath. So at the very beginning of the workout, we see how long they can hold their breath for, and at the end of it, we see how many seconds or minutes they can hold their breath for at the end. That really helps them, you know, be aware of how important breath is and be really conscious of it throughout the entire workout. And then I do catch them during it, you know, I'm usually the one doing the counting, whichever exercise it is. I get them, I'm like, okay, start counting out backwards from 12 down. And immediately they can't count without breathing properly. So it makes them fix their breathing, you know, right away. Because you can't hold your breath.
When I walk by someone. Right, that's brilliant. I'm in the gym sometimes and I walk by people and I say, breathe, take, exhale. Like this. I see so many people holding their breath when they're bench pressing, as an example, and they're straining.
Yes.
They don't know it.
And then they arch their back, and they lift their legs up, and they contort their
knees. Kind of the nightmare of non-breathing, non-inspiring. Regulat. So Regulat's a product. And, Ariel, I know you haven't used Regulat, so I want you to be the inquiring person about that Regulat here. So, Joel, tell people about Regulat.
Sure.
It's a product that I thought was... You know, we gave our Integrity and Real Food Supplement Award. I use it every day. What's your first Regulat and what makes it different? Because we get so many supplements bombarded at us. What makes you feel so good about it and what's your experience with Regulat?
Well, Regulat, you know, provides a library of phytonutrients, micronutrients available inside material. It's all packed in one. It's liquid. I'm big on liquid vitamins because they immediately absorb in your body. And it's so easy to take. And it actually, I kind of like the taste of it. I think it tastes really good. And as I was saying before, mm-hmm. you know, when person A goes to the library, they'll read a book and you know, it's relevant to him or her. You know, better be science fiction, you know, a mystery book, whereas person B will, you know, choose different books. With Regulat, person's A body will respond, you know, different to those certain ingredients, and person B will use different ones. So Regulat is kind of like an adaptogen. So it really, you know, is unique to each person that takes it, and that's what we need. We need something that knows our body and absorbs in what it actually needs and what it's lacking. Because every one of us has different diets, and we have different diets every single day. You know, some days, you know, I'm great on my vegetables. Some days I'm really busy, and I don't get as many vegetables in as I would have liked. So when I'm taking something like Regulat, it makes me feel safe, and it makes me feel comfortable that, you know, even on a certain day I got really busy, you know, I had a couple of, you know, smoothies. Mm-hmm. As opposed to some, you know, some vegetables, it makes me feel, you know, comfortable and, you know, energized without eating perfectly every single day, which I try to do, but, you know, I'm not, you know, a robot.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you know, one thing.
I'm glad I love you as a human, Joel.
Yeah, exactly.
I love and appreciate you as a human being.
Yeah.
You know what I was going to ask you was, and what you, you know, because I've read a lot on the brain, the gut connection to the brain, that the second brain is the gut, and also immunity. What's your experience? We're in a culture right now. Everybody's accepted, you know, these germ rags, whatever, you know, the anti-germ rags. And I was reading Dr. Larry Dossey, and he was talking about how in the old days you would bring your kid to someone's house that was sick to create immunity. What's your comment about Regulat and probiotic and this formula helping immunity? Like someone's listening right now, they're starting to feel down. Do you use Regulat preventatively for your immune challenges, as an example, or do you recommend it to people who have a tendency to like get a lot of cold, or you know, are still having, as an example, they've been treated fully for Lyme disease with antibiotics, they still haven't come back. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people out there today. Yeah, I definitely recommend it, and I recommend also working on your mindset. You know, with taking something like regular, like what is your mindset? Is like, do you have that type of belief that, oh, you know, I get a cold or two colds every year? We're just going to attract that to you. Just like you were saying before, how important the mind is with, you know, aging. It's exactly, you know, it goes in the same category as what you're attracting to you. So I believe everybody's like, oh, are you going to get the flu shot? Oh, are you going to do this? You know, you're around all these people and these gyms and these equipment and everything. And I'm like, well, I don't really think that stuff gets me sick, so it's not going to get me sick. You know, so I don't, you know, I wash my hands a few times a day and I just don't touch my hands to my face. And, you know, knock on wood, I've never gotten a flu or never gotten a cold. The only thing I do get is a few times a year I'll try a funky restaurant and I'll get food poisoning. But, you know, knock on wood, that's the only things that I get is like I'll be in some foreign country and taste and try something that otherwise I shouldn't.
We did a quiz, actually. So this year, according to the CDC, I think the flu shot only worked 25%. So 25%. Now, what really works, this is a, I had a immunologist. He was, so he was saying to me, we'll play a little quiz. He was saying the first thing, if you could do it, would be to get to a very sunny environment. Like if you could fly to Hawaii, for instance. And he was saying second to that, he felt clinically from his study that vitamin D. And by the way, Ariel, I want to make sure you have any questions of Regulate. No, you're not using Regulate. I want you to,
actually,
is there anything that bubbles your mind? Curious, go ahead.
Joel, I want to ask, I kind of understand how Regulate works, but what exactly is it about Regulate that separates it from other supplements or probiotics? I'm not sure if you answered that before.
I haven't, and I'm not the expert, Regulate expert on it to answer that, you know, specifically, scientifically. But I know just the nutrients that it has in it is diverse, and it gives you a lot of, you know, vitamins that other ones don't. You know, it has artichoke. I mean, if you just read the ingredient label and all the supplements in it of what it has in it, it's just incredible what they have, you know, how this kind of product that they've made. Is, you know, it's just so unique, and it's such an energy, immune system, vitality product, you know, with the, as I mentioned before, the peas, the artichokes, the celery, the coconuts, the onions, the walnuts, the dates, the figs, the lemons, you know, it has all those, you know, food groups have something really, you know, nutritious for you, and this is compacted into, you know, one, you know, liquid form that you just have a little, you know, jigger of it every single day.
You know, Ariel,
that's actually amazing.
Yes.
It really is. I mean,
actually,
it has a vast library of enzymes.
Yeah, I think I don't know any other probiotic or even any supplement like that that they really have all those supplements, which I guess leads to my next question. You know, as somebody that hasn't used this product before, is this, considering how much nutrients and vitamins are in this, is this something that you would have to take every day or once a week or periodically? Like, or is that all just dependent on the person and their, I guess, their ailments or conditions?
Yeah, it depends on the person and, you know, each individual. I just take it every morning when I first wake up with my breakfast. And it's just, they have a little jigger on the top of it, and you just fill it, and then you're good to go.
And considering all the horrible
it's
ingredients,
all organically it's all organically grown whole food enzymes and phytonutrients.
Would this interfere with any other medicines or let's say remedies, homeopathic remedies, modalities like that?
I'm not the expert to answer that question, so that would have to be more somebody from Regulate. You know, I'm sure it would be fine, but you never know nowadays. I'd rather not answer that one just because I don't. There's so many different things out there nowadays.
You know what I want to do, Ariel, is I want to give out the website. I want to give out the website, and I just went through some more testimonials, feedback, and some of the feedback is extraordinary. This woman, for 5 years, had a what they call chronic Lyme, which is an interesting topic itself. We're going to get into at some point. But chronic Lyme is kind of like where they don't really have an answer, and they just say it goes on and on. And she was using Regulate, and it was like she said, the pipes came back on in the house. The Regulate, because I think what happens is conventional treatment, it knocks out some of the spirochetes, as an example, but it doesn't really help build the gut. And I think the Regulate, it builds the gut. And also what I've heard from other people using Regulate, or some of the professionals like Kimchi, who's also will share with us about, is it has a layover effect, where for some people, they could stop taking it and it still works for weeks to come. That's what my understanding is. So Regulate is R-E-G-U-L-A-T. So www.regulate, REGULAT-USA.com. Learn more about Regulate if you're interested in building your immunity and also using something that works. And we catch up with Kimchi again. She tests people for the nutrients and the things that really help the body resonate. And she will be one of our keynote speakers at our Vibrant Summit conference coming up in New York. We're getting such good response on that. And Joel, of course, I want to coordinate the date so you're there. And you guys can not just hear about things, you could experience them and build community and have it. I've been around people, Joel. I'm curious about you as a kid and now. You know, when I went to high school, I remember there were some people that could just do stuff. Like, you know, there was the guy who could do 500, you know, push-ups. Or there was this guy who a girl. I remember there were some girls that were very strong gymnasts. So in the early days, in New York City, the world's biggest publisher was a guy named Bernard McFadden. And McFadden was, I think he was in the New York Times, like tons of times on the front cover. And he was not just the world's biggest publisher. He started this whole fascination with physical culture. And it was a way of life. And yeah, I think McFadden would have been shocked to see what happened with bodybuilding. It really was a way of life. It was a way of eating. It was a way of getting sunshine. Do you feel like now that people have seen the hazards of, you know, as an example, overbuilding the body, the endarkenment of overtraining without neutralizing and using the sun and nature? And like, what's your sense now as we look more into the 21st century? Do you feel like we're getting a different perspective based on innovations that you shared? Like, how do you see things happening now? Are people hungry for a different approach?
Yeah, without a doubt. People really want to look and feel good at the same time, especially here in New York. And people are big now on group classes. They want a connection. You know, they're feeling, you know, with their phones, and people are so distant from other people emotionally. You know, instead of calling somebody, you text them. So there's feeling the need deep down to connect with other people. So that's why these group fitness classes have just taken off, you know, like SoulCycle and CrossFit and all the different ones in the, you know, Equinox, all the classes they have at these gyms. It's amazing. Every one of them are full because people want to go and they want to be a part and they want to feel some sort of connection with, you know, people around them. And that's what, you know, I find, you know, is going to get more and more popular, is because people want to get in great shape and they want to do it around other people and they want to look and feel better. People are spending a lot of time exercising now because they want to look and feel great and they want to enjoy it at the same time.
All right, I have a funny thing to run by you. I cannot say, because of what I do, I get invited to many places, and some of my colleagues used to say I was the man to get paid to go on vacation. I'd rather be the couple or the team. But I was at a place, Joel, and a lot of people were coming from around the country. It was a hiking sort of place. I don't want to say that much about it because I don't want to give it away. But so what I noticed was it was one of those places, Joel and Ariel, where there was calorie restriction, which I think is dumb. I don't think it's where it's at all. But they had very strong calorie reduction, and we were in a place where there was a country store, probably like 3-4 miles down the road, and these people would eat their meals, and I thought, God, aren't they still hungry? And they would push away, and I realized the second day, Joel and Ariel, I want to get your car when we come back, that they really were actually going to the country store and loading up on ice cream bars and candy. So I want to get your take about nourishment and appreciation of food for the sheer enjoyment of it. We'll continue. Your life's precious. Enjoy it. The Vibrant Living Network. I'm Glenn Brooks.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. I designed the Vibrant Living Network to help you eradicate overwhelm, fear, isolation, And Joe Harper's with us, Vibrant Mastery Challenge. We're going to have classes in New York. We're going to begin our groups in New York. We're getting tremendous feedback from the New York market. And I want to thank all the wonderful people, Kai Cole, Ariel, Miranda Green, all the people that are helping us bring this to a whole new level. I deeply appreciate you. So, Joe, spas and places that calorie restriction was a model that was in place many years where people really had to suffer and really force themselves to eat less. And so this is the model of a place that I went to. And funny enough, I met the director. And he was sort of uptight, actually. And I saw that people were, they would really give themselves to the workouts. But honest to God, Joe, I didn't think they were getting enough nutrition. So they were sneaking out to the country store. What's your comment about the craziness? And I think in some ways people are set up for this by rigidity and mindsets that are archaic and invasive. What's your comments about the things that people do around weight loss that you feel one of the purposes of your book, Mind Your Body, to help people get away from that model to a model of optimal well-being and rejuvenation?
Well, I go back to what's going on in the inside and their deserve level, you know, what they think they deserve. Because if they don't think they deserve to accomplish their goals, they're going to be going down the road and going to that country store and getting ice cream bars. So they're going to find, you know, even if that country store wasn't there, they'd figure out a way to sabotage, you know, sticking to that calorie intake that the spa created to help them with their weight loss. So everybody is a little different. And I, you know, have such a huge array of clients. It's really taught me to really listen to each person and figure out what works best for them. Because what works best for me is not going to work for Ariel, and it's not going to work for you, Glenn. It's not going to work for, you know, all your listeners out there. I get them to each go back and figure out what is important to them specifically and what their deserve level is. A deserve level to me is what they think they deserve in any category in their life. And it's kind of a, you know, I use that number system that we've talked about before, 0 to 10. And 10 means I really think I deserve it, and 0 means I'm not. I don't think I do. So I get people to figure out why it is they don't think they deserve to get in great shape. And then when that, you know, breaks it down and simplifies it, and then we figure out what is going on so that they do, you know, if they're a calorie counter. Some people like being calorie counters because then it makes them become accountable. Some people think that's so tedious and annoying. Why would they care about counting calories? It just turns into another project.
Right.
So that's why I've got to really listen to each specific person and figure out what works for them, and then that's the game plan, and we stick to it. And so it's different for everybody, but it all boils down to that deserve level and what they think they deserve. If I don't clean that up, I cannot help anybody with any of their goals.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Sounds like
I want to mention we got the new holistic weight loss is definitely a good paradigm for this. Of course, I like to, because we got our upcoming show with Dr. Nicole Cain. I love Nicole to pieces. We met and I sat down with her and I said, God, I don't know what we're doing business-wise, but you're a family member. She said the same thing to me. She's a brilliant naturopathic doctor. We have a new show coming on that's going to stretch you guys. It's going to talk about pleasure and well-being and ecstasy. It's called the High Libido Diet. It's beyond just diet. We're going to talk about dietary tips and a lot more about how we can really develop this this way of life that really includes this deep connection and how intimacy, the energy of intimacy in our lives is such a major game changer on so many levels. So that's upcoming. Also, the Maverick Path to Publishing. How to break all the rules. How to break all the rules and publish your book and make your film. And I'm just ecstatic about working with Kai Cole, who's our new international producer. She's co-host. They'll be working with Vibrant Travel. Having Joel be part of the Vibrant Mastery Challenge. Ariel, who's a rock of Gibraltar in terms of trust and accountability and energy. You know, Joel, I want to say that when I started changing my diet in high school, I was reading Adele Davis, Let's Eat Right to Keep Fit. And I realized no one ever my whole life mentioned that there was a connection between diet and my skin, a terrible acne. No one ever mentioned that diet did anything. And when I would eat a pizza, my face would look like a pizza, but no one told me that. I just happened to notice it. So when I discovered like Regulat, and I thought, oh my God, well, you talked about all those cross nutrients. I thought, yeah, what's the point of taking all supplements if your body doesn't absorb those supplements? I want to mention absorption as being a major thing. And also in the old days, they were very much about elixirs and tonics and clearly moving into springtime. And springtime is the time of the liver in Chinese medicine. which is considered the general for all the organs. So I think my experience at Regulat is incredible for the liver, and the liver also helps us purify. And, you know, I don't know what it is, Joel and Ariel, and I want to acknowledge KMC right now. Somehow she didn't get here today. She just came back from Puerto Rico. We're doing an international series. She's going to be traveling the world talking about vibrant places, their indigenous wisdom, the herbs that heal people. What's it like to do indigenous healing rituals? She's one of our keynotes at the conference on vibrant medicine. When we met, she told me she's been using the word password vibrant for, I think, 20 years. We had an instant connection, and she's a big part of the this conference on vibrant medicine. We're going to have on vibrant medicine practitioners like Joel, like Ariel, and talk to you not just about the protocols, but really it being a way of life. In terms of relating, one of the guys I say to people is beyond dating to relating. How do we really relate to someone? So in some sense, we can come together on our love languages. And that you talked about deservability. Wow. What a powerful thing in relationship, Joel, that people could share what they would love, what their passionate needs are, and give that to each other. What have you I love this part of your philosophy and Move Your Body about deservability. Maybe you could leave us one more soul and intellectual nugget about changing your deservability level, because clearly a lot of people end up in very unpleasant situations because they didn't give themselves that moment to take a breath, didn't give themselves a moment to walk around the block. And then, you know, it's usually something that really interrupts their life, or it's a catastrophe. Deservability, Joe, give a mini conscious sermon on deservability. I love it.
Yeah, I just want to make sure everybody understands kind of where I'm coming from. What I say your deserve level is, it's basically a rating of self-worth, self-respect, and self-esteem for a given category in your life. And it's, you know, it's the blessing or permission you give yourself based on what you believe you deserve in your life. We all have these categories, and in my book, Mind Your Body, I break it down into 10 categories. So what I get people to do is do 10 questions on those 10 categories and figure it out is, you know, which area they need to improve their deserve level, you know, the most. And as I said, when we first opened up, for example, my hobbies, I was like, wow, that cost, you know, to take that tennis lesson, it, you know, cost me, you know, cutting four yards to do that when I was a kid. And so obviously I didn't think I deserved that tennis lesson. You know, on some level, I didn't think I deserved it, so I didn't take tennis lessons. I didn't get any good. But now I've kind of realized that, you know, if I change my deserve level in that category and think, wow, I do deserve a level, and I do deserve to, you know, pay for that pro to teach me because I'm just bettering myself. Then it shifted. And that's mm-hmm. what I get people to do is make shifts in those categories, those 10 categories that, you know, one of them that's not doing so good is to really improve on it because it creates more balance. And then it makes you feel more grounded and it gives you more purpose and more, you're coming from a happier, more content place. And that's what I get people to do is just kind of question themselves, be their own therapist, be their own coach, figure out, what needs some work here? Is it my house where I live, where I go every day? Is it my body? You know, maybe they're taking great care of their body, but they live in a place and it's, you know, messy, and they have to go back to that, so it screws up their mindset and slows them down. So what I get people to do is look at every category in their life and really clean house and really get organized and moving forward.
I love it. I appreciate it. Give us your website, if you would, Joel, so people could follow you on the fork. And, of course, you'll be back.
Yeah, sure. It's joelharperfitness.com. And or you can just Google Joel Harper and it'll come up. But it's joelharperfitness.com. It has my book and I make workout DVDs. It has all that stuff on there.
Joel, I'm so happy you're part of the Vibrant Mastery Challenge, and I'll be having you on. I'm looking forward to meet people with you in the city. And my warmest wishes. I'm just very happy that we met, and we're going to be able to touch and reach more people together. Thank you very much for being on today.
No, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It's very exciting. I love helping people out.
Oh, great, Joel.
I want to get them on.
Thank you, Joel.
Workouts and drinking their Regulat.
You're great. Thank you. Thank you. And I want to thank all of you. Again, I'm just so inspired about the media connections that are both developing in L.A. and New York. We'll be bringing the Vibrant Mastery Challenge to New York. In just a moment, Ariel, I want to share what that is. Just so people have a sense of it, because I had a wonderful meeting with Kai. He'll join us on our next show, Kai Cole. I was introduced to Kai by a family member, a beautiful lady named Mel. And Mel said, I keep telling you about this woman, Kai. And I said, well, what do you think? She goes, you should talk to her immediately. And I called her. And as you know, Ariel, it was I have this experience in my life, probably like you do. There's certain people I just feel that the divine, God, you know, my big mind, I'm supposed to meet these people to see in another whole level. It's kind of, imagine if you're on the mountain, because this is how I see the work that we do, really, or the play that we do, is we're at a certain level, we see from a certain place,
mm-hmm.
but we go together, and if you will, we expand our seeingness together, this experience of seeingness, and we cover each other's back. Our nervous system begins to change, and what that means, where we've been strained, where we've been held back, it shifts. And even beyond goal setting, there's vision. We go beyond. Our new vision allows us to see together in a new way. I brought this to Vibrant Speaking, and I've had people. I just got a letter from a dentist who told me she never could see herself on stage. I did some sessions with her, and she said now she could actually not just go on stage, she could go on television. And it's not about techniques. It's really about this ability to be in touch with that level of being, that part of you that's big, that's already there. It's already in mastery. So to be in a group like that, our Vibrant Mastery Challenge that's coming to the New York area, is really a group of, you know, probably 60 people where you get a Vibrant Mastery partner. You speak out certain, you know, you summon things. You know those days where you feel like you're not just committed, it's like you're so connected to the thing, you live from it, you breathe from it. That's really who we are. That's kind of like, that's the difference between the school mind and the big mind. The school mind's all about, I have to, you know, do something to have something to be something. Like that's the mantra. That's the mantra of a lot of management. Have something to do something to be something. And really it starts from beingness. Our inherent beingness and the wonder of that mind, that quality of mind, that big mind, that connects us in a way to everything. And we share that together. It imbues and energizes. I want to thank you again, Dr. Nicole, for being such a, Dr. Nicole Cain, for being, I want to say all the people that stand behind the people that I've read, the people that have come to see me from around the country. This wonderful lady came to see me. She was dying in Chicago, and she hiked Yellowstone Park with her three daughters. We had one conversation. Again, Vibrant Living is a way of life. She had one conversation. She flew to see me. She's going, I got to come see you. And I sat down with her, and the energy was just amazing. We had a film crew come. We're filming a film right now, which I'm going to share more about with you. We're working with Eric Morris, the actor who wrote the best book ever on acting, which is called No More Acting, Please. No More Acting, Please. We met 15 years ago. It was one of those wonderful tree of life connections where he said to me, Glenn, here's my cell phone and my home phone. He goes, I will work with you forever. And he walked in my life as a new dad. I mean, just strong stuff. But this speaks to you, this way of life, this way of exploring, connecting. And you also want to be a host and a vibrant speaker and be with the Vibrant Living Network. It speaks to your soul. It speaks to your pulse. Your breath changes. Call us. If it speaks to you, if I'm speaking to you, that deep place in you and you have resonance, give a call. My personal number is 413-345-3747. 413-345-3747. I'm really glad about my relationship to Om Times Radio being the exclusive, one of the distributors of the Vibrant Living Network and the wonderful work they're doing. Reaching all kinds of people who really have this inquiry about mindfulness, awareness, how to become more awake, and how to go beyond some of the prejudicial, you know, things that happen. We get cliquish or we get stuck on certain things. Ariel, I want you to give out your website. I want to get your thoughts. I want to get your vibe out there today. What struck you about today's show or anything that you want to share with people? And also please do give out not just your website. I want to thank and tell people how much I love Kimchi Moore. Her work is just absolutely brilliant as a resopath. We're going to have her on. I don't know what happened this week, but she's going to be traveling the world, doing vibrant travel with us, sharing indigenous wisdom. And what helps you to resonate, be more alive with the things in your life, to bring your body to another level of awakeness, health, true well-being. Ariel's going to go to her. She's going to work with him, and he's going to report firsthand, along with some other Vibrant Living team members. And again, thank you, Kimchi Moore, for being just a beloved, treasured, Vibrant Living team member. Ariel, I'm going to turn the big energy mic over to you here.
Well, I like that big energy mic. My website is Refua Homeopathy. My website is RefuaHomeopathy.com. It's RefuaHomeopathy.com. Or you can just type my name on Google and it will come up as well. What really struck me from the show today, just listening to Joel In your exchange with Joel Glenn is our inner being foundation that, you know, Joel mentioned how when he works with people in losing weight and in attaining, you know, the nutritional and weight lifestyle that they want to attain, it's not just about following a certain protocol or, you know, following generic instructions. The goal is to understand yourself and what your body is saying to you. And based off that, to work with yourself on a personal and, I guess, a more holistic level in attaining that goal. You know, everyone knows themselves better. Everyone knows what they need and what moves them, what strikes them, and what vibrates them. And when we as people understand that in ourselves, that's where we can get to the place that we want to be, you know, and, you know, in terms of mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and definitely physically as well.
Do me a favor, Ari. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But just, Ariel, please give out Kimchi's website. I don't have it with me, and I want to make sure everyone who's curious about Resonation and body medicine, please look up Kimchi. She'll be with us next week. And I send her my love no matter where she is. She's a treasure team member. And if you could give out a website, Ariel, I just wanted to make sure that people had it, because her work is just, it's futurist work now, helping people with health.
Her website is www.livinginresidence.com. Do you want me to spell that out?
Spell it real quickly. I got to go. Looks like Chris is putting on some more extraordinary programming. Go ahead and spell it.
LivingInResidence.com. LivingResidence.com.
Thank you, guys. Hey, listen. Profoundly appreciate your gratitude for so many people. Appreciate you guys. Blessing to Om Times Radio Network. I'll be with you again, Glenn Brooks, Vibrant Living Network. Thank you.